Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to a very special edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your host, Noise Era, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer, and I am actually joined by Charles Casson of Truth is Terrorism. That's right, one of our favorite returning guests joins us to talk about the global dictatorship, the scientific religion that you see burgeoning, as well as the idea of being a professional revolutionary. We break down a whole lot of different things in this episode. The climate change agenda, Agenda 2030, the new normal, as well as Operation Warp Speed. That's right. We really take the time to break down the mindset and the psychosis that you see developing. We've talked about it over here on the show, as well as with Instagram Live, but with our guest, we break it down in a little different fashion. For new listeners, you're in for a treat. Old and returning listeners, it's Charles. That's right. I'll be putting all of his information in the description bar below if you guys want to check it out. And with that being said, let's start the show.
But the other times, did I sound perfect to you?
Well, that was because we were using a different service. This time, Zoom's all right. Okay. Zoom's all right. Okay. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, 0. Salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to a very special edition of Factions of Freedom. I'm your host, Noise Era, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer, and I am joined by one of our favorite returning guests, Charles Casson of Truth is Terrorism. Charles, my man, how are you?
What up, everybody? I'm great.
Oh, man. Charles, because we have, you know, thousands of new listeners all the time, people joining us on different platforms from BitChute, Radeon, new social media platforms that are popping up, Parler, Minds. Do you want to give the audience a little bit of a background on you? Because they don't know your abrasive history, your abrasive yet very, very truthful history. And these days, we're actually not going to go down that path. For the audience members, people don't know this. We've had Charles on for several years, every time, at least twice every season or so, talking not only about the technocracy, vaccines, the vegan agenda, the social engineering, Bill Gates, a lot of this different stuff, Planned Parenthood, the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and more. And one of the reasons why I like having Charles on is because, unlike every other page you see out there, Charles keeps it 1,000. He will tell you what he feels. He will not hold back. And one of the things that made this very prevalent is when we covered the vegan agenda in depth. I think that was one of the last episodes or one of the past two episodes we did. And you don't see a lot of people talking about the vegan agenda because of the virtue signaling that's attached to it, all the feel-good, lovey-dovey talk associated with it. And Charles really, really drills down that agenda as for what it is. So with that level of with that level of clarity, with that level of focus, and with that level of determination, I want to say thank you, Charles, for joining us, my friend. This is going to be a powerful episode.
Yeah, thanks. And it was just like a basic thing where, like, I saw all this going on. I saw social media as a tool to educate people and spread a message. So I used, like, even my regular Facebook profile. Maybe like 10 years ago, I started following people or messaging them privately and while I was posting material to try to basically wake up as many people as possible. Especially my real goal ended up being the big pages. Like, I'm not, and when I say big pages, I shouldn't even say the big pages. The real goal is to get it to the lions. Like, that's it. That's my thing. I'm not here. And it's kind of very weird to even think like that. And it becomes like, it's like, how is this even real that I'm going to be here and my purpose is to technically be a leader of leaders? It's like, I'm thinking this to myself and it's like, this can't be true. Like, this is the most ridiculous thing. I'm just like some 5'7" dude. I grew up this little scrawny kid, squeaky voice, every people picking on me, but I was always fighting back. I was a tough, tough kid, you know, but then all of a sudden I'm supposed to be a leader of leaders in terms of in everything, pretty much, like health, yeah. How to heal the body, how to eat properly, how to fight for your rights. Like, I literally studied all of this shit. And there's a shiver going down my spine right now, or up my spine, because it's like, I really did study all this stuff to help people. Like, that actually was the reason. Like, there was nothing else. I would have already X'd myself and been out of this world from the way I was seeing things, because I was like, this is so messed up. This is not right, what's going on right now. But because I only care about what's doing right, really, at the end of the day, I want to say only because there's a lot to that, but at the end of the day, if you're doing the right thing, I think you're on the good page. So anyways, yeah, I started it up. And then I would just like delete my profile on Facebook after a year or two and just be done with it, and took years off of even looking into anything after I really studied the agenda with a couple questions in mind. Who's running the world and what is their end goal? Those two questions became very two important questions for me in terms of when I was researching this. It was like, all right, I'm not going to be one of these people who spend their whole lives in libraries researching shit, wasting their whole time looking at a book and studying shit and not putting things into practice. So I had to weigh it down to two questions: who's running the world and what is their goal? And then we go about trying to bring solutions and, you know, fighting it, but building what we need. So, yeah.
Yeah, but people don't know, we were talking before the show about both of our growths up until this point and the monumental like responsibility that's on us these days. And I talked about this the last time that you were on too. Longtime listeners know Charles is one of the main people that was pushing me to do what we now call Instagram Live and Instagram Tuesday. Were it not for Charles saying, get out in front of the camera. He's like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I still think more people need to do it. I'm not even doing it lately because I consider this period like that. I'm kind of failing in a way for not speaking out in terms of putting out as much content during this. But at the same time, I think it's just part of my rhythm and part of my process. Yes. The way that I do things. I kind of like, I'm very like, sometimes I'm super quiet to myself, thinking, observing. Even then, I'm talking to everyone around me and people in real life, but a lot of times for the internet thing, I'll just go quiet mode, you know?
You bob and weave very well. Sometimes, like me, you know, I'm here consistently. I'm always trying to figure out what the hell's going on. You bob and weave very well. You pop in whenever there's like, you pop in whenever there's very serious issues, you see that there's something going on, you put out the videos explaining, hey, what's going on with the vaccines, what's going on with Bill Gates, what's going on with Trump, what's going on with Big Pharma. I'm not here to debate all you guys. I'm just making these videos. That's it.
I have to do way more of that.
I think that's what people respect, is because you have a lot of pages out there that are trying to push a narrative, or they're trying to disprove everything all the time, or they think it's a hoax or stuff like that. But whenever you come at it from the kind of like inquisitive, curious point of view and the well-researched point of view, people can respect that. Even the fact that we're talking about Bill Gates and his father being the head of Planned Parenthood and being able to put that into a video, memes can't explain that. And whenever you look at the type of work that you do, you add a face to this. And that's also what memes can't do. It adds a face, it adds history. And that's what
we need. We need more of that. Even just 1 minute clips, 2 minute clips, 3 minute clips of someone who's strong with the fire, who knows what they're talking about, just putting out messages to people like every day. We need the real people doing that. That's unfortunately, I don't really want to do any of this shit. I just want to be away from microphones, away from all this stuff. I'm in Hawaii right now. I kind of want to just live here the rest of my life on the Hawaiian Islands and just be left alone. Like, that's the point I'm at. But I'll build the revolutionary studio in Hawaii and just totally fuck these guys up. Because honestly, I can predict what they're going to do. I can decode. Yes. Dude, I literally had 2020 marked in my brain for 5+ years as the date that I needed to get out of the U.S. because shit was going to go down. Because I believed that they told us 2020 was perfect vision, because that's when they were going to do something huge. Like, I literally decoded that. So I have to be part of the solution against this. There's no way my mind
is. Speak a little bit more about that. And this is kind of what we were talking beforehand during the show about. Speak a little bit more about that. Like, doing the work, researching, looking at all this stuff, trying to put it together, trying to do this, get this information out here to the public, but kind of being chastised and realizing, like, wow, people really don't want to know. But whenever situations like this occur, when you have all the information about your diet, your gut microbiome, vitamins, supplements, and more, it's kind of a crazy responsibility, like you were saying beforehand, that we're not necessarily obligated to inform the people and teach them, but who else will stand up for humanity? Speak a little bit more about that, if you could.
yeah, someone put it into words to me literally face to face the other day. It's like, you know, like, yeah, like you're like, no one else is going to talk about this. Like, you have to, pretty much. It's like, who else is going to talk about this stuff? It becomes a huge responsibility. You see that most people, even that know about this, know about any form of truth that's like serious that needs to be dealt with. They don't talk about it. Even while they'll like post a meme in their story about, you know, some cute little meme of how they're dealing with stuff for questioning the narrative of, let's say, this official story. But I don't see this person speaking out at all. It's like you have a platform over here with hundreds of thousands of people you could reach, you know, within a week with any type of message. I don't see you putting out one. So this is like major, major. What that is, it's like a mental prison that's going on.
Yes.
They're so scared.
Yes.
They're so afraid. You know, they all saw JFK's head get blown off. They see this person get killed, that person get killed. And for some reason, that just stops them in their tracks. Whereas I'm like, I've just always been kind of strange. Like, if somebody's there who wants to intimidate me, for some reason, that gives me pleasure in my brain. I don't know why God made me like that, but it definitely is happening. I'm pretty sure if you scan my brain, when someone tries to intimidate me, I start getting pleasure. Like, there's something wrong with me.
Well, there is a very, very small percentage of people that have that type of modality, bro.
Like, I haven't researched it. I haven't researched what I just said to you and what it is. But, like, if someone's intimidating me and wants me to be afraid of them, I now become aroused a little bit. In a way of, like, I'm going to fuck this person up. You know what I mean? Like, who do you think you are? So that's the government. Of course, the government at all times and all the big corporations, they constantly intimidating everyone and putting everyone in fear. So well, it makes sense. You know what I mean?
Let me stop you there, Charles, because I love everything you're saying, bro. Think about it. When I talk with you, I don't get the victimology mindset. I don't get the, hey man, put your mask on. Hey, put your gloves on. Hey, did you come into contact with any? I don't get that kind of vibe from you. Never have. I've never had you on the show to say, hey Charles, can you parrot the propaganda? You have the mindset of a victor. You have the mindset of somebody that's not going to go along with what they're going to be told. They're going to be questioning everything instead of being obedient and compliant. A lot of people these days, my friend, and you know this, a lot of people are very compliant. A lot of people are very pacified and pussified, and I thoroughly believe that's why we're here today. We sit up over here and try to have like very civil and very calm conversations about why we have collectively become pussified. That's the easiest way to say it. We're trying to figure out how to stoke that fire in people again, because for some strange reason they're dead inside. And it starts on the outside. It starts with the thoughts. It starts with the emotions. And that's what I'm saying. This victimology mindset that's invaded society has taken over. The coronavirus has been the perfect example. But for someone like myself or you, we're going to go out there, go find the evidence. We're going to go find the truth. We're going to look at the actual solutions. And then we're going to see all this going on and get progressively angrier that you have people buying into the lies and buying into the delusions. So you're not scammed. You're a fighter.
Being scammed, like literally, they're just literally being manipulated and scammed every day of their lives and going along with it. Every breath they take, they're scammed even more. They even think the breaths they're taking are killing the world.
Yeah, it's put your mask on.
Done for. Like, no, literally, not even the mask. The CO2 thing was huge. The CO2 thing, I really should be talking about every single day, because I know these guys' agenda. I know exactly how they do things. The next big event that's going to take away our rights is going to be all, like, fucking environmental.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what kind of natural disaster, so-called natural disaster is coming or whatever is planned, but some kind of something to do with the environment, greening. They're going to set up task force, all this shit.
I'm sure you've seen Greta Thunberg throughout the entirety of this. You've seen all kinds of posts pop up about, you know, oh, the sea is clearer, the air is fresher, you know, the
fauna. Oh, yeah, of course. We're pushing depopulation, bro. We're pushing depopulation. The world is better with less people.
Yes.
That's the narrative. The world is better with less people. That's a narrative. Oh, look at India now that nobody's going outside. Wouldn't the world be so nice if we killed everybody? That's what they're telling people. Nobody fucking thinks about that, but excuse my language, but no one thinks about that. But that's actually what it is. This whole thing is a depopulation
anti-human agenda. That's exactly what, and that's what I was saying before with the the social distancing mental schism that's going on right now. It is an anti-human, anti-God agenda. It's designed to make humans the disease.
Yeah, you're a virus, and it's so anti-God, and so anti, like, any religion, really, organized religion that thinks there's one God, but they don't even realize it, most of the followers of these religions. It's like, yo, are you calling God a fucking idiot? Excuse my language again, but for this one, I think I deserve that word. It's like, are you saying that the creator of this world is that inferior? That he created, or he, she, whatever you want to call the creator of this world, the creator of this world created a world that could just easily get taken out by some little virus traveling around to everybody? Like, are you kidding me? Did you look at the world we're living on, how it was created? Are you somehow now more intelligent than the person that, or the, not the person, the being, the entity that created this world, that you're coming up with a virus that's killing everyone, that's not even getting anyone sick? I haven't met one freaking sick person. There's not one person I met on this island that has met someone that has met someone that has met someone who was sick on this island.
I'm not sure. The whole quarantine, too.
Yeah, and there's not one person that has met anyone who's been sick.
That's that arrogance. That's that blasphemy. That's that pride, that ego. You think, oh, I know more than science. I know more than the creator. That's Satanism. That's literally
well,
what
science,
saying.
The so-called science, is what's why they're following. So,
and let me and science. I want to get your opinion on something real quick, if I can. And I'm sure I know it, but I want to get it for the audience. You kind of saw with the coronavirus, as well as the healthcare workers, the hospitals, I love how you called them torture centers. You saw with the whole healthcare field, essentially a new religion be built. Yeah. You talk about it. We've talked about it a few times over here on the show. Scientism. What are your thoughts on basically having these doctors and nurses become the new high priests of the scientific dictatorship?
Yeah, the reality is, and I'm not trying to like push myself here, but I've talked about all this when no one was talking about it. I've talked about every single one of these subjects. I've basically, from what I've seen, because I've looked at every person that puts out stuff, I've looked at everybody. I have not seen one person that was as dead on accurate as everything that I've said. And it's not because of me. It's because I researched well. That's what it is. It's if it's anything that goes to my credit, it's because I research well. So yeah, I've been exposing this forever, that science is a religion, that the new religion of our time, even this whole yoga, vegan, all this bullshit has a scientific twist to it. You always see these idiots, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say idiots, but you do always see
these
people.
You just get excited, I hear you, I understand, keep going.
You always see these people who are easily brainwashed saying, oh, well, you know, well, veganism is scientific, it says it's there's scientific evidence to say that vegans live longer, all this bullshit. Everything has a scientific twist to it today with this new age religion. Doing yoga is going to make you, you know, levitate or whatever these people like to say too. They just come up with their own stuff. But that's what people do with religions and cults as well. But
yes.
This is a serious religion. And the main thing that's going to happen with it, it's basically a mixture of earth worship and state run science.
Yes.
You really want to understand the religion of our time. It's a mixture of earth worship and state-backed pseudoscience with experts and scientific priests telling you, you know, wear masks, then the next day don't wear masks, then the next day stand 6 feet apart, the next day, you know, just nonsense. Wash your hands 20 times. Like, just telling you irrelevant things that don't even make sense. Having people walk around with masks is not scientific at all. For something like this, there's no science at all that would back something like that. It's ridiculous. And it's meant to be ridiculous at the end of the day, because as you comply, you're done for. Like, if I could get you to walk around with a dog leash and stick your tongue out and go bop, bop, bop while you're walking on the street, well, you just did something ridiculous and you're complying. Now you're my B-I-T-C-H, basically.
And
that's what
this.
It is. That's what it is. And I confronted a dude in the store, in the grocery store, when this stuff was starting, that I had to wear a mask, had a shirt around my face. I was so irritated. And I see this couple wearing shirts around their face, and it just all looks ridiculous. There's a guy next to me wearing a mask. And I just told him, I was like, this is all a pre-planned agenda. This is ridiculous. This is bullshit. And the guy next to me wearing a mask, he's like, I'm not part of this plan or this agenda or whatever he said. I looked at him straight. He was like making it like he's unaffected by this. You know what I mean? He made a comment. The couple was making it like I was being negative, and he was making it like he wasn't part of this plan. So when he said, I'm not part of this, I was like, dude, you're wearing a mask because you're somebody's bitch. That's what I told him. Looked him straight in the eye. That was bigger than me too. I just looked him straight in the eye, bro. And I'm like, you are wearing a mask because you're someone's bitch. And he looked at me for a second, like, should I fight this guy or something? Should I be threatened? And then he just took it and went it back into his world.
But think about this, just to interject real quick, because I'm glad that you're going around raking people up. We've talked about this before too, even with the vegan agenda. This is that, again, that scientific dictatorship, that religion of scientism, to where they're telling people, hey, ignore your gut instinct. Don't think for yourself. And if they can get people to do that, if they can get them to not think for themselves, not research, not go look at, not try, not practice actual science, not go out there and go do experiments for themselves, not think for themselves, literally turning off their gut instinct, well, then you've got a perfect slave right there. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. People are being programmed to be compliant.
Yeah. And to deny their senses, like you're saying, and you were alluding to there. It's about denying your senses. If I can get you to deny, because your senses right now tell you this is a scam. I said it from the beginning. I knew. Yep. I knew, honestly. I don't think there's a real virus. I really don't. I think it's a scam. I'm not saying there could be a virus or there's some type of lung attacking virus that did get unleashed or whatever, or that can get unleashed eventually. I do think it's possible, but it does seem that from the beginning that this was a complete scam. So as someone who understands health from an instinctive level, I think from on instinct, I understand health. After all research and instinct together, I understand health better than most so-called doctors and this and that, especially if they're going to be promoting any type of veganism or anything like that. I've had doctors before that like are getting all hyped up to me. You know, he's vegan. Look how good he looks at 50. He's not like he's this and that. And then I say to people like, well, hey, you know, somebody could look a certain way, but you're not going to the bathroom with them. You know what I mean? They could poop in blood. Like people are very... You know this about people today. They're more about what they see. You know what I mean? They're more about the front cover than what's actually happening. Like, oh, this guy looks good, but what if he's pooping out blood for the past 2 years? Do you want to eat like him?
Nope. And we talked about this too, the calcification. We talked about this too with vegans as well, how sometimes their diets are so extreme that they literally have to like cannibalize their own bones, like their body breaks down the calcium in their own bones to satisfy itself. And that's just
automatic after two months, really. It's not even like a question. After 2-3 months of not eating animal foods, your body starts to eat away at the bones and muscles to feed other parts. That's just what happens. But yeah, at this point, when I speak about the vegan thing, before it was more like, just so people understand who are listening, the vegans were always so ruthless and just spouting nonsense and propaganda nonstop and ruthless. And I knew the agenda. I know the agenda was to get rid of meat in the future, literally get rid of meat, to bring in some type of religion that prohibits eating a beef.
And now you have Bill Gates. You've got Bill Gates, Richard Branson, all kinds of different companies getting behind what? Lab-grown meat. So continue.
Yeah, and I've talked about this. When I was exposing the vegan agenda, there was literally a point where I had 500 to 1,000 different vegans on Instagram attacking me at one time. Literally, we got to that point because I basically took that stand where it was like every other person that was so-called against the government, every other major, you know, page and whatever that was going, was pushing a vegan narrative. And I came out and said, this whole thing is a scam and part of an agenda to take away our food. And look what happens now with this thing. They start closing down the meatpacking facilities. There starts to be talk about rationing food, global.
That's what trips me out. Just because I want to jump in right there because I want to talk about that with you. That trips me out. You have people saying this is a good thing. You have them saying the food shortages are a good thing. Cutting down meat production is a good thing. They're saying all of this is good.
I told you this. You could go. We listened to the audios we had. I told you that they were going to celebrate as we starve. I told you that. I said you're going to be able to look in the comments and look in the vegans are going to celebrate while we starve and have our food ration. That was the whole point of creating the movement, along with getting people to ration. You're creating a movement of people that are rationing themselves. People just don't think on my level in terms of like figuring shit out. I think I could think on the highest level. Like I really can. I'm an idiot half the time, but when I'm thinking on the high level and I'm focused, seriously, when I'm thinking on a high level and I'm focused and I center into something, I can literally reach the top.
That's why I have you on. That's why I want to talk to you. I'm pulling up this article real quick just to kind of confirm your point. You put this up just the other day, May 6th. Demands for plant-based meat soars. I'm just going to read this real quick, Charles, and then we'll continue on. Put this up May 6th from the Drudge Report feed. It says that plant-based meat companies Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods have seen surges in sales due to a shortage of beef and pork during the coronavirus pandemic. And it just goes on to talk about basically what we were saying beforehand, different plants being closed, production going down, and Americans consuming all kinds of food because of the shelter in place. And then if you go through the actual comments, you'll hear people saying, like, this is a good thing, you know?
Yeah. I imagined you getting bothered by it when you were posting it, and you were, because I was like, whenever you posted something, you were my main, because that's what I envisioned. I envisioned, because I don't really like to even look at what most people have been putting out, but I will go to your page. And when I see something like that, something about like bad news for meat eaters, I know right away.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the army of vegans, because I predict all of this. I already know how everyone was trained to think. It's done already. You know what I mean? This whole thing is done. Like, this whole thing's gonna happen unless people like me and you and others somehow get together and have a crystallized path. Honestly, otherwise it's game over. I can't see any other way. It sounds crazy, but guys like me and you are gonna have to be part of a crystallized path. Otherwise, it's game over.
I agree wholeheartedly, bro. Like, think about it. One of the points that we had touched on in our previous conversations is the family rights movement, right? Because you have the lesbian rights, gay rights, LGBTQP, all this other stuff, but you don't have anything promoting like a wholesome family, wife, father, you know, 2.5 kids. You don't have that. Fast forward to where we're at now, man. Good Lord. You have people borderline. You have the United Nations and the EU basically calling for the abolition of the family.
Yeah, it's been happening for a long time. And this whole gender neutrality stuff, most people don't understand. This all comes from the guys at the UN, the guys who set up the UN, all of it. It's a global government, a private organization that had intended to hijack all the governments of the world and take a leadership role in terms of doing things for the world, saying that governments are basically inadequate. That's the whole agenda. That's why people repeat this scam that all governments are just stupid. It's not. These aren't people who came up with this stuff themselves when they're saying governments are stupid. They're trained every day to think that, oh, it's Congress, it's politicians, it's the president. They're all just incompetent. They're all incompetent. So everybody's being trained to think that this is the result of incompetence rather than the result of an intentional conspiracy to take over everything. And that's what it is. It's a total total takeover of everything. And it's only going to continue from here, as I said, in terms of a scientific dictatorship where the government controls all reproduction. I've made that point a million times. And that's what the goal really is. That's why Bill Gates is behind, you know, and his family is with the Planned Parenthood, is with the abortions. They're promoting it globally in schools. Wherever they can get away with more, they do it. In whatever poor countries they can get away with sexualizing the children with the education, teaching them masturbation at 4 years old, teaching them they can screw around with animals even. I'm telling you, they've all, the World Health Organization, the UN, all these type of, they're promoting abortion to kids and birth control. They're messing them up. And Bill Gates knows birth control pills destroy a woman's vaginal flora and gut flora. And if you read one of his most recent blogs, of course, he's going to go into that avenue technologically with gene editing and all this other stuff.
Remote contraceptives. I'm not sure if he's behind like the contraceptive gel and stuff like that. But Bill Gates is like a literal terrorist. I don't understand how he hasn't been arrested. I mean,
Bill Gates is the number one bioterrorist. I want to make a video on this. I just haven't got around to it. But Bill Gates is the number one bioterrorist in the world. And I haven't seen anybody call him that yet. So maybe I will just be the first one. I'm sure someone has, but he's number one bioterrorist.
I mean, he got kicked out of India. He got kicked out of Africa. Look at all the experiments and things he did down there. And
I'm sure he could go there right now, like anywhere he wants to go.
I was just saying the other day, dude, like somebody that's hustling tricks and doing all kinds of stuff like that, they're never going to crap where they eat. Bill Gates has been getting the crap where he eats. He's tried to pull his tricks worldwide. Now he's coming back home. He's coming back to America. He's trying to crap where he eats. And I think a lot of people, I would hope a lot of people are beginning to be aware of this, but no, that can always be left up for debate. Before we get into Bill Gates, though, stuff like that, because we're going to tear into him, I'm curious about your thoughts on, you know, COVID 1984. People wanted to be validated in their hysteria. You know, the mask shaming, that, you know, the mobs of people say, get out of here, wear your mask, stuff like that. I feel like as we're exposing it, as we're breaking this stuff down, you have that social pressure aspect that kind of reinforces all this totalitarian stuff. You want to speak on that a little bit?
Yeah, that won't last around me. Like I've said before, like 7 billion. If there was like 1 billion of me, I don't know if the elite can get away with this. I don't think they would even run. And I was saying that if there was 7 billion of me in my head, they would never run with this scenario. But even if there was like 1 billion of me, I think they'd be screwed because I'm so like dominant in terms of what the truth is. There's no other way to really say it. I'm so dominant in terms of what the truth is that it can't stand around me. Like, sure, you might just keep being in denial, but you're going to hear exactly what's going on. And then when you see it, you're going to, now that's going to make you think twice. Whereas before, you wouldn't have thought twice. So that's the difference. If we could bring all this, if we could bring the actual clear-cut agenda to everybody, then it's all about a matter of we're going to have a small window of time where their reaction needs to be a response, a long-term response, rather than a triggered Pavlovian reaction.
I definitely feel like that's kind of where we're at right now is they're going to try more moves. They're going to try to pull more stuff to get us into submission, get us into compliance. And they're going to try to wrap up stuff. I feel like,
I think this is it. Like Bill Gates cannot walk in public anymore.
Yeah.
If that's a fact, then you know, this is it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at him literally being exposed like left and right. You can't even go to protest without people saying, like, he's not a doctor. He's a computer scientist. There's no reason.
Yeah, but even that, that saying, Bill Gates is not a doctor, mm-hmm. is part of the problem. that's, and I'm always that guy. It's not that I want to be the guy that comes here and criticizes people in the way that they're going against this or the way that they look at things, but almost every time people are doing it the wrong way. And they fall for traps. Like, oh, Bill Gates is not a doctor. Dude, the doctors are not doctors, okay? They're complete assholes who are poisoning you and killing you. Like, that's it. The doctors, there was one Hawaiian veteran over here I met on the, right before meeting the most gnarly bodyboarder in the world with him. And he's a military vet, and he was hurt by the Gulf War vaccines. It messed him up real bad. And then his child later on was hurt by vaccines, and the doctor's telling him, no, it's not the, and at this point, he said to me, you know, he was on the beach, he's like, if I ever see Bill Gates, he said, I'll kill him with my bare hands, he said. That's what he told me.
Oh my God.
Oh. He said, if he ever sees Bill Gates, he will kill him with his bare hands.
What does that say, that you have so many people waking up to the threats of vaccines? I mean, just last year, towards the end of last year, we saw the vaccine safety conference over there at the World Health Organization, where they talked about the shaky front line with vaccines, how people are no longer believing in it. It's like, how can they try to continue this hysteria?
Like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that people are no longer believing. I think that at least half the people will line up tomorrow for this corona thing.
You're not wrong. You were definitely not wrong. I feel like it's going to be like a virtue signal type deal. Like, oh, I got my shot. Where's yours?
Of course, but well, that's going to be done. Like, anyone who doesn't get it is going to get shamed and talk. You're going to have to deal with talking people, talking shit like you're killing people. Because Bill Gates is on record. I have to get the clip. It's one of the clips where he admits that it's going to lower population levels, vaccines. But then he goes on and he's like, these people who don't vaccinate and are talking bad about vaccines, he's like, if you think about it, they're really killing children. That's what he said. I have to get the clip.
Oh, my God.
I have to get that clip because people don't understand what that means.
I have a clip on my phone right now of him talking about forcibly injecting genetically modified organisms into children just to see what they would do.
Yeah, we shoot them straight into the veins.
Yeah, right? I'm like, how can you be proud of talking about, like, infecting children with viruses, genetically modified viruses?
Talking about because he's saving them, obviously. That's the scientific narrative, is that he's saving. Oh, not only that, but him and Melinda, I'm sure you've seen these clips. I really want to make videos on this because I think they'll touch a nerve with people. I just have that, you know, but I have to think about things from a godly, like when I start thinking in terms of like godliness, like of how to get a message out, even if it's using anger, if it's using everything God gave me, I get it out and it works. But there's like Bill Gates talking about like
oh, yes, me and Melinda, we had to worry about if maybe we're going to be saving too many children, and that's going to cause a problem. Oh, really, Bill? So that's how good of a guy you are. Are you starting to worry about maybe you're saving too many children? Oh, okay, this is fucking believable. This is something a good person would say, but it goes along again with the scientific religion, because the scientific religion's narrative is that there are too many people. The vegan narrative is the scientific narrative, and it is that there are too many people. It is that cows are competing with the fucking sun, okay? Now, I'm pretty smart. I'm not that smart, but I told Jack Johnson this because he's like Kelly Slater. They're friends, and they kind of piggyback this environmental stuff, and that's probably what Kelly Slater said to you, if anything. I know Kelly Slater follows your page. I remember years back you mentioned whatever he commented, and you weren't sure what he meant by something, but these guys are friends, and they all fall for this environmental garbage. It's because they want a purpose. Here's the thing. People want a purpose, and the environmental purpose is something they could latch on easy to without really doing much thinking at all, honestly, in terms of what they can bring. What they can bring in terms of helping, you know, protect their rights, have a better life. But from their view, not a carbon emission view. Anyone that mentions that word carbon emissions is completely done for. And even the carnivores and the movement, they fall for the traps too. They start talking about, oh, look, carbon emissions have gone down since this happened, and we're still eating meat. So
because I definitely do want to get into the environmental and the vegan agenda with you. I want to play this clip of Bill Gates admitting that 700,000 people could die from the COVID vaccine, comment on that, and then I want to pivot into the environmental stuff, because you're 1,000% correct. It's very easy to be pro-environmentalist and say, oh, we need to take care of the earth, humans are bad. It's very easy to do that, but that's what I'm saying. It's taking over people's mindset like that. It's being intellectually lazy. But let's play this clip, and then we'll continue on right after.
Is it playing?
Yeah, I think this clip is just very quiet. Or can you hear?
I don't hear anything, so I won't hear anything on my end.
Okay, so I'll. One in 10,000 side effects. He's like, oh, that's way better. Way better to have one in 700,000 side effects. You get the point. He's basically talking about sacrificing people for the development of his vaccines.
Charles,
what are your thoughts on that? And then we'll go into the environmental agenda.
Okay. So I've talked about this before, about how Bertrand Russell, which people look this guy up. When I talk about Bertrand Russell, these lazy intellectuals, like you said, these guys who are just intellectually lazy, they just want a response to their Instagram comment to make everything clear to them somehow. Like, oh yeah, I researched for 15 years, and now you're going to get the answer. You're going to get it all in an Instagram reply, bro. Like Bertrand Russell, they push this guy as he's just a philosopher. First of all, he was knighted by royalty, okay? I make this point to these people who try to claim, oh, he was a philosopher. That's all he is. He's just a pleasure. I was like, yeah, he's also knighted by royalty. How many people do you know that you've met that have been knighted by royalty, since you're making it like this guy's just your average guy? How many people have you met in your life that have met anyone that have been knighted by royalty? Boom. You see, that's the skill that I have that I think most people don't have, is like I can really logically throw things back at people, and it just causes like a cluster freak in their head. You know what I'm saying?
Part, a little brain fart or mental skills.
Bertrand Russell talked about bringing in a scientific religion, a scientific dictatorship, as did Aldous Huxley. You can see Aldous Huxley talk about it at one of the colleges on video. He talks about scientific dictatorship and how it's likely to come. And he wrote
at UC Berkeley, I think, in like the 40s or the 60s.
Yes, so they were cousins, actually. They're inbred, the Huxleys and the Russells, as well as the Darwins. They're all inbred. And this guy said that they're going to bring in a scientific religion
that's going to make the blood sacrifice of the Aztecs look like it was enough. So that's what you're having here starting now by Bill Gates basically just telling you that he will decide how many people are going to die in order to save others. Bill Gates is Thor. He's Thor. He's Thor Gates.
Yeah, I think about this, you know, I don't even think about it. We see this. This is why they've declared Planned Parenthood essential and churches is not essential. It's because they can, they want to be able to pick and choose morality. They want to be able to scope people's mindset and what they think of as right and wrong. Heck, yeah, abortion should be normal. Why should
COVID, coronavirus is the baptizing event.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it. That's the way I've seen this. This is the, you are now being introducted. You are now being baptized into the scientific religion. And you have no choice. The economy is shut down until the scientific priests give their medicine out. That's a fact. That's why at least 50% of people are going to do it, because they're being held hostage economically until it comes out. If you can't see that, then you probably wouldn't see this rain that's falling in front of me either if you were standing here.
No, and I think that's one of the things that a lot of people are worried about, the financial and the economic aspect of it. Like we were saying beforehand, 40 million different Americans out of the job right now. And then they say, oh, the only thing they talk about as far as a recovery are the contact tracers. They're like, hey, sorry, millions of you guys lost your jobs. Would you want to become contact tracers? Maybe report on your fellow Americans, huh?
Yeah, I've been a little lazy with content, but like I said, I was gonna make it like the meme. Well, like, there's the good news is, like the bad news is like 35. I don't know, something about like good news, bad news in terms of, you know, most people are losing their jobs, but the good news is there's a huge army of jobs for people to rat and snitch on people.
Great.
The good news is there's a new economy. The good news is there's a new economy of rats and snitches being built up. So
that blows my mind, you know, and we can't fault people because, you know, they're going to need to pay their bills, but this is the world that they're creating. This is the scientific dictatorship to where you're going to punch up in society by dehumanizing your fellow man. You'll get ahead in life by putting people down. This is the type of world they're creating.
This is the Soviet system, really, where they get the public to rat on each other and police each other so they don't need police anymore. That was the real goal of these guys, is to not need police. You get the society to police themselves.
Wow.
Police each other. And it's done. It's at the point now where I got one of my best friends telling me his mom is considering, when she sees a store, a local community mom and pop store, have too many people in at one time, she's considering calling the cops on them.
Wow.
It's just, we're really deep into this, bro. And I already said it. The past year or two, I was saying if I was running the world, I would unleash right now. Because I put myself in their shoes. So I can become the psychos that run the world in my mind for a minute and to think like them. And I have to. That's part of my strategy of being able to go against them. And I said I would go for the slaughter now. Now, society has been degenerated, demoralized. No more, nothing. They just can't stand up for nothing. Go for the kill now. 100 million people gone in 5-10 years. Easy. So easy, bro. You know how easy it would be to kill 100 million Americans right now in 10 years? That would literally be like taking candy from a baby, honestly.
You're not wrong. I mean, you're not wrong. And this is kind of what we were talking about beforehand, too. The mental state of people right now, how broken, how destitute people are right now. The fact that they won't stand up for anything, the fact that they don't believe in anything, that they don't want to fight for a better tomorrow, you know, that they've literally cucked us, that they've taken the incentive for us to fight, to want to build. They've taken that all away. They've somehow figured out a way to smother the human spirit, you see. And that's something that I think me and you, I think, instinctually, like, linked up on, is like, why is it that we're, like, alive, that we're fired up, that we're seeing all these things go down, and that nobody's really raising the alarm? How the hell can people go through their day to day acting like this is perfectly normal, from drag queen story time to making starvation cool, you know, to being poor, like that's super cool.
They really did make starving yourself a trend. It's just crazy, man.
Yeah, growing up, bro, wasn't it like anorexia and bulimia? That was like an eating disorder. These days we call it veganism. Like what?
Pretty much, man. It sucks because
they manipulate people who are vulnerable and insecure
and well-meaning.
Yeah, and ignorant with health, basically, but they manipulate them into thinking that, you know, no matter what the situation, even if you know it's bad for you, you should just turn your diet into an unnatural lab-made diet. It's just so dangerous. Like, this isn't, to call it the vegan agenda might even be a little bit, but it is, though, because there is a vegan agenda, and the vegan agenda is Agenda 21, and that's what it's been from the beginning. And it's the scientific dictatorship global goal of removing us from our natural diet, which we are hunters. That's it. Like, there is no debate with vegans. There's no debate. Any vegan that wants to debate me, I'll throw them in a garbage can and everyone will laugh at them. It's done. We're hunters. What don't you understand? Oh, so you want to eat in a laboratory? Maybe you were born in a laboratory or that's where you're evolving to. Not me. I'm a natural creature and we're hunters, regardless of whether I killed the animal. It don't matter. The fact that we're hunters, that tells you what our digestive system was created for. So don't come and try to play God now that you evolved and you know science better. That's what vegans do, but they're only falling for a trap from people who are playing God that want to recreate us and make everything science-based rather than everything being alive. Which is the truth, is what it's supposed to be in a natural world. Everything's alive, pretty much, for the most part. Everything's living. These guys want to make everything sterile. They want to make everything concrete and asphalt and a city with Clorox and Lysol and gloves and masks. And everyone's afraid of bacteria when they don't even realize there's worms, viruses, bugs, parasites in their gut. The things they're afraid of, that they're being scared of, they're in their gut.
That's science. They're promoting.
Yeah, that's why they didn't teach us real health. Because if they taught you real health, you would understand the importance of a virus in your immune system, and you would understand how strong your immune system is, to where none of this is really matters. Like, this killer flu virus is a scam.
See, that's the thing. This boils back down to what we were talking about beforehand. How they don't want people to think for themselves. They don't want people to think, hey, a virus is actually good for your immune system. You need to go outside. You need to expose yourself to it. You need to fight through this. It's that hubris. It's that blasphemy thinking, that satanic blasphemy. They're thinking, if I get this shot and I forcibly inject this virus into myself, I'll be better. It's again, that science.
Yeah, that's it right there.
Yep.
Like, how is it when the media starts talking about a virus and they want you to be scared of a virus, you're scared now. But when you're injecting those lab-made viruses into your veins and into your children's veins, you're not worried about nothing. How is that possible? It's because you belong to a religion, and it's called science.
Cult. It's a literal cult. If they're having you literally put a mask on, shave your head, put gloves on, you're not allowed to say certain words, you're not allowed to do certain things, you can't talk to certain people, you're in a cult.
Oh, God. They are promoting the shaved head, aren't they?
Borderline. They say, well, yeah, you can have coronavirus in your hair. You know,
it can stay up there for X amount of days. Yeah, what do they do to the Nazi victims and all that? They depersonalize you and they that's all part of that process, a reconditioning process. That's what this is. This is a global reconditioning process for the next phase of this agenda, where they're literally just going to murder hundreds of millions of people. It's obvious. It's completely obvious. How have I been right on? How have we been right on about all this? And now we're going to get it wrong. Now there's just going to be rainbows and unicorns after this with the temperature gun pointed out. So now the rainbows and unicorns are just going to have a little temperature gun pointed at EJ. That's the only change, bro. It's a new normal. The new normal is a rainbow, a unicorn, and a temperature gun. Okay?
Oh, my God. I don't even know how to pick up from this and continue the conversation, because it's like, it's ridiculous. Like,
yeah, it's so easy to point out that this thing's a scam just based on the grocery aisle. Like, if you're actually an intelligent human being, the grocery stores, the big supermarkets, that should tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Where the cereals are, all those cereals for the children, you see a cereal aisle, I see genocide.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Well, that's the thing. All the toilet paper's taken, all the hand sanitizer's taken, but the vitamins are still there, the supplements are still there, the water filtration's still there, the water's taken, but But that just shows you like how people aren't thinking. They're being programmed to go ahead, run and get the toilet paper, scarcity mindset, freak out, panic, panic, panic. And now that you've done it all, you bought into the lie. You bought into the delusion. This isn't what you needed at all. You can't even return the toilet paper. The food's already been entered into. The vitamins are actually gone. But because people have been programmed to go along and think in a certain capacity. And I've been saying this, man. I think that's one of the reasons why I can't be mad at people, because we have dedicated our life to just like recognizing these lies, teaching ourselves discernment, trying to teach it to others, reinforcing the discernment that we have, and building like a lifestyle along this, like you're saying beforehand, the professional revolutionary, building a lifestyle based in truth, like you were saying before, standing in truth. You got a lot of people that, again, just go along to get along, that sheep-like mentality that don't think for themselves. They see somebody over here doing this, and they think, well, maybe I should do what they're doing better. Not even thinking that, look, you're being delusional. You're being reactive, not proactive. Like even right now, I've got storable goods sitting right here from the show from the other day, dude. But that's what I'm saying. People have become reactive instead of proactive, and that's very dangerous. Speak a little bit more about what we were talking about prior to the show, the professional revolutionary. I wanted to talk a little bit more about standing in truth, and I think that being one of the reasons why we're able to push past this. I think a lot of people have emotional issues, psychological issues, and all kinds of other things that they didn't work through. And so because they didn't work through these problems, these other problems are able to attach themselves on top of them and make them bogged down by either shame, guilt, apathy, nihilism, or any other type of negative emotion that hinders them from being productive. I feel like that's something we've all individually worked on over the years. And because we're having this massive blitzkrieg, this biowarfare blitzkrieg just rushed up on us, people aren't having time to go through that transformative process. So do you want to speak? So if you could speak a little bit about like the professional revolutionary, why it's important that we stand in the truth, no matter how big the lie is, and what that kind of does to a person's mentality.
Okay, so the professional revolutionary is a term that I've kind of come up with myself in the past like week or two, thinking that I need to be a professional revolutionary at this point. If I really want to, like that has to be part of my path. That it just makes sense. Like the professional, when you're a professional at something, that means you pay your bills. So if you're a professional bodyboarder or a professional surfer, your bills are paid from surfing or bodyboarding. If you're a professional poker player, your bills are paid from playing poker, as I am. Now, it's time for the final phase for me. And this is what I'm thinking is the professional revolutionary. And perhaps, as you alluded to earlier before we got on the show, is that perhaps we can create a new sector, just like they're creating a new economy. Yes. And this is pretty deep, honestly, but just like they're creating their new economy of the contract tracers, we create our new economy of professional revolutionaries. We're not going to say investigative journalists. Investigative journalists, when they do a good job, they get their heads blown off. We know this. And it's supposed to be one of the most protected jobs that there is under the Constitution, apparently, right? So now we're not taking that term of investigative journalists, which they get killed anyways when they do the right job, right? They go to Syria, they go to this place, they go to the war scenes, they get killed. But professional revolutionary, if we get killed, don't worry. Everybody understands what we are. You know what I mean? You're a professional revolutionary. This is what you do. You make money going against the government. Now nobody's going to have to question, oh, what did he do? What's his job? But anyways, to get behind it really is like, yeah, making money going against the government. Now that can be done in a million ways. You can put t-shirts out that warn people about vaccines, make cool t-shirts, make cool merchandise. That's one way of just getting things out. That's one way of going against the government. Speaking to your neighbors, speaking to people around you. If you think something, when someone's talking about something, there's a woman who said at the coffee place this morning, she's like, oh, I usually get my coffee with soy milk or this and that while she's ordering her coffee. I just like nod my head. And then before I leave, a couple minutes later, I was like, yeah, I was like, don't drink soy milk. It's bad for you. It messes with your hormones. And I just left. Like she heard me and didn't even respond to me or barely looked at me. But like, that's the type of stuff. It's like, if I'm thinking it, I'm thinking it for a reason. And not every time it needs to be said if you're thinking something. But the point is, there are millions of ways to be at least somewhat revolutionary. But in terms of professional, that's going to be
podcasts, websites, merchandise, products that are good for you, actually, good quality meat, animal farming, raising animals.
Yes.
Professional revolutionary could start a chicken coop tomorrow and sell eggs to everyone in the neighborhood. A huge chicken coop with a big backyard. Now you're selling eggs to everybody. Like, straight up. This is the type of stuff we got to do. And the fact that you have a chicken coop, it's just awesome, because I was thinking, you know, like, that's, I want to be part of like a chicken coop movement. Yeah. I wish I could. I wish I could make a connection right now. We could do it. I'm telling you, I think we could become millionaires right now. If we have like a product that everyone could buy, an easy to put together chicken coop, I mean, that people could put in their backyards, and then a way they can get the chickens locally, like make the connection so they could get the chickens. It would be one of the strongest things we could do right now. So strong, bro. How many eggs are you getting every day?
Oh man, at least with my four right now, or with my 11 right now, my first block, the first three, I'm getting two at least every day. I think one of my hens is like hiding one of her eggs. Just the other day, I found like a stash pot of like 22 different eggs. So I think one of my hens is over there like hiding eggs around the house. I have to do an Easter egg hunt. My second flock, they're basically spending all day outside already, and I'm getting my third flock ready to spend half a day outside. And so that's just the chickens that I have. My neighbor has chickens as well. I'm going to start hatching eggs for some of my local friends as well, so they can start having eggs. And I think it's pretty cool. It's super random.
We need that.
I like that, because a lot of people, I feel like, get caught up in this fatalistic mindset where they think, oh, I'm one person. What can one person do? Oh, little is me. That victimology, self-pity mindset, to where they don't fight the fatalism. Speak a little bit about that.
Okay. What that is they don't understand the solution. And the solution is how you live your life.
Yes.
I brought that down now at this point. When people ask me, it's like you kind of get irritated when so many people start, well, what's the solution, or what do we do, or what's it? And I'm like, the solution, because there's people that are so caught up in the movie. This is what it is, okay? They have this movie TV vision of what it would look like if the people rose up and took control of their lives. And it's like this like absurd going in the streets nonsense, which I'm always against. The
only flags and gasoline, burning everything down. Yeah. Right.
Which, of course, is always going to be funded by the guys at the top, too, to trigger everyone into doing more of it. But the point is, like, I've always been against that, unless on one condition, and I said this in the past, if we all stocked up on food, this is one of our strategies that we could have used, and they took it from us. Because, see, they knew this. They simulated all this stuff out, and they're like, oh, yeah, if these guys filled up their fridges and freezers with food for, like, a month and went in the street and shut down the economic system on their own, that would really mess it up. Like, an unplanned economic downturn by the people because they're unhappy? Ooh. That would have been bad. So what do? They shut the economic system down themselves in the name of protecting the people from the virus. They'd have to take away everyone's rights. Everyone now looks at each other as a virus, not a human being. Most dehumanizing thing you could have possibly done. And that's why before this happened, even I said, okay, because I told you I could put myself in their shoes. I said, which situation would I roll out to really take people's rights and take control? I said, pandemic. I told myself that. That's why I got so scared when this stuff really started to like shut down everything. Cause I was like, oh my God, this is the true nightmare scenario. I just said that I would choose a pandemic if I was running the world, if I was evil, and now there's a pandemic. Like, it's just so obvious.
No, and I think that's one of the crazier things about it too, is I think everybody kind of had to fight like a little bit of denialism whenever they saw the lockdowns happening, just everything. I think everybody kind of had like a, not necessarily like a coming to Jesus type moment, but like a, what the hell is this? Like, everything's being confirmed. They're locking the country down. They're deploying the military. You know, they're ramping up vaccine production. They're shutting down the stores. You can't even garden, and you can't even go buy garden supplies, stuff like this. I think everybody was like, what the hell is this? This is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. And then to see that people go along with it too, I think that's what terrified me now, or that's what terrified me before, because even though we've done all this work, we're exposing the virus's lethality, that it's not very contagious, that we can get past it, that we'll live through this. People don't want to hear the truth, bro. I think that's what's even crazier that I'm learning with this, is even though they're being confronted with the facts, being given information, shown like how all this goes down, that cognitive dissonance is kicking in to where they're saying, you know what? I have to be validated in my hysteria. I bought this mask. I bought this toilet paper. I got to use it doing something. Let me run back to the store and start yelling at people. I think that's the craziest thing to see.
Oh, those are the worst. Those are the worst people, obviously. Those are the ones that are really... See, now, when you asked me about that before, about these people doing this, in my world, there was more of me that can't happen. It's impossible. Like, these other people that are trying to take over... Because basically, my mind sees those guys in the store that are, like, coming at people and not wearing masks as an enemy of freedom.
You're not wrong.
We come after them right away. Like, we let them know that they're enemies of freedom. So they know where they stand. Because right now they think they're like, when they're doing this, they think they're doing the right thing. So you have to call them out and be like, yo, you're a TV watching slave and you need to back off because you're supporting the government and taking away my rights. And you are an enemy of freedom. If you want to live like this, go to Soviet Russia or go to China. Get the hell out of here. That's it. That's the only thing you can really say to these people. Don't you dare. You know, because most of these people, they're cowards.
Yes.
They're cowards. Those guys at the store who are yelling at people, what they're doing is they're vibing off of state power.
Yes. Petty tyrants. Petty authoritarian tyrants.
And it almost
tyrants.
Becomes a uniform, I guess. I guess in that sense, the mask becomes a uniform for the new citizen who will police on his other citizens. It almost becomes a uniform now.
I think that it's terrifying to think about, but it happened.
I didn't think about that level yet, honestly. I just thought about that level with you now.
Well, it's a sign of compliance for sure, but it's also, like you said, the new uniform of these global citizens that will align themselves with this agenda.
Yep, and police on their own other citizens. It's dangerous. This is the most dangerous part of the agenda that we've gone through now. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the solution aspect in terms of just the actions that the 1% or even less than 1% that know what's going on can take to so we at least have the path clarified. And it's a very tough one, obviously, because we don't really have as much unification, you know what I mean? So that's what we need to kind of make happen, basically, is guys like you and I have to be part of that, like unifying people on a path that, yes, like you're doing now with chicken coops. I mean, that's huge. I mean, I don't think you probably know how big it is what you're doing, and that's why you're doing it. But I don't even think you even know how huge it is.
Well, it's and this is something we've talked about over here on the show a few times. Me and you, vegans calling eggs chicken periods and stuff like that. You know, yeah, trying to dehumanize somebody for wanting to get a little bit of protein. People don't think about these types of things, but because you have just these narratives that go out that shape people's opinions and alter their perceptions, you don't have people that can go back to like a different thought process. They think, oh, well, I don't want to eat chicken periods. I guess I'm vegan now. They give up eggs. They go along with these different types of things. But people don't think about how you have to have a culture, a lifestyle, a mindset that kind of promotes this level of individual freedom, sovereignty, recognition of who you are and more, this awareness level. It's a very real thing. Like right now I'm playing this clip for this Together at Home, you know, propaganda show.
Oh, God.
I think that's whenever I knew, like, right off the bat, this is a scam. This is a hoax. It's like, we're not even fully through this, and you've already got hundreds of different celebrities basically reading the script that humans are bad, stay home with us. And it'll be the same thing, too, with the climate change environmental agenda. You'll have the very same rich Hollywood people, Arnold Schwarzenegger-type people, sitting in their house, playing with their tiny horses, saying, you need to stay at home. you need to listen to your government. Listen to the scientists. Listen to the experts. You need to stay home. And that's exactly what we're doing with the climate change.
Yeah, you do a great Arnold.
Oh, I love the Terminator. But, you know, it's exactly what it is, bro. It's the same narrative. And I've really been trying to drill that home with people as we've gone through this process. Because for me, it's present. It's so obvious to see.
Yeah.
And
this whole event is an overpopulation event. That's what it is. It's to tell people, like, look how overpopulated we are. There's viruses spreading. The world is just unsafe, and it's because there's too many people.
Have you seen people, like, I think, again, the crazier aspect of this, the virus came from China. People aren't even talking about it being man-made. You can see the insertions in it. It's like a fingerprint. But yet they're saying, what, the virus came from a bat or it came or it naturally happened. You have Pope Francis saying that this virus was literally a manifestation of human sin upon the world.
Oh, of course.
Creating that narrative that we're the virus.
I still have not seen any evidence that there actually is a real virus, to be honest with you. I have not seen anything that 100% proves that there's a real virus that's going around killing people. I've seen zero evidence that whatsoever. I've seen lots of claims, definitely lots of claims about laboratories, lots of claims. But I will say that there's no way. I'm not even going to play that game that I'm going to figure out where this virus came from. There's no way I'm playing that game. Everyone else could do that because everyone else gets religious about this stuff and they just need to tell themselves that they know what's going on. I have no clue if there is really a real virus or there's not. And to me, it doesn't matter. But all the evidence I've seen says there's no virus. That's the evidence I've seen. But in terms of what's actually going on, it does not matter because either way, the government, that's how I made the first video I made about this whole thing after being quiet, was real or fake why the elite would bring in a pandemic.
Yes, yes.
And I talked about rationing food. I talked about all this stuff, and all this stuff happened after, too. There was no talk of rationing food when I first said that. And then all of a sudden, you know, that started happening. Of course, they're always brainwashing people. So they show them toilet paper lines and people going for toilet paper to make it like it's a joke. Meanwhile, you shouldn't be thinking about toilet paper. You should be thinking about food.
Yeah.
That's why they show you food lines. They show you toilet paper because they have no respect for your intelligence.
Yeah. I think, because of what we do, looking at the news and all this other stuff, I'm seeing food lines. I'm seeing like cars, like mile long cars waiting to get into a food bank. I'm seeing people sitting on top of their cars to get food. I'm seeing like real stuff go down. McDonald's saying, hey, we're going to start rationing out different meat to different people. You're hearing them say, like, hey, some of our exports are coming down. Like, oh, but just get toilet paper. It didn't make sense. And I heard like whenever this first started happening in January and in February, whenever the military bases were beginning to be converted into quarantine facilities, there were reports of the McDonald's or the Walmarts and big box stores, Costco's, and all these different places around those military bases having food bought up. Like military members were going to the Walmarts, going to the Costco's, going to these big box stores and buying up as much of the food as they could there. That was just that was just one report. On top of that, there was reports of a thousandfold increase in storable good orders. It went from two times the normal order to 15 times the normal order to literally 1,000 times. And so when I started seeing this stuff, I started thinking, good Lord, this is more than just toilet paper. So while everybody can get these things, for sure, take care of yourself. But people are beginning to think about their diet, where their food comes from, these different types of things and more. And I think it's just kind of crazy. It's just wild to see happen like on such a large scale and so fast too. You would think that there would be signs that you would see like, you know, shortages or things going down, but it's just very clever, the perception manipulation surrounding this event and every other thing that's attached.
They can get the public to believe whatever they want at this point. I know it. So they're going to get the public to believe in famine. That's it. It's done. Like, this event tells you it could be done. You can create an artificial famine and convince everyone that there's just a famine. And that's what they're going to do. I'm sure of it. I'm 100% sure of it. They're going to do that. They're also going to do a cyber attack at one point.
Yep.
Shut down the whole system with a cyber attack. They're going to do that at some point, a false flag cyber attack. It's going to happen. It sounds unrealistic. It sounds ridiculous. The consequences are going to be severe for sure. But or in terms of like our rights with the internet or whatever. But there's a cyber attack that's planned. And there was a reason why they've written about this. The Rockefeller Foundation does these projection scenarios. And I forget what the actual document is called from 2010. You might know off the top of your head.
Is it State Memorandum?
You know, it's important.
Is it State Memorandum, State Department Memorandum? What is it? I think I
know what you're talking about. Scenarios. Of like a pandemic, basically shutting everything down, people wearing masks, and even after the scenario where the pandemic happens, people are still going to be wearing masks, and governors and mayors are going to take control and flex power all over. This is what they talked about. Yeah, in 2010, they released a document envisioning that. Like, they put, like, 15, 20 years of scenarios out, a few different scenarios. And they even went into the details of how people would lose their rights even after the pandemic.
I know that there is Operation Gotham Shield is whenever they ran a drill to see what would happen if they set off a nuke over Manhattan. I think Operation Thunderstorm Spiral is what happens whenever they try to have armed conflict with people in underground areas. Say like an event or some traumatic event happened, they set off a nuke, they set off an EMP, something happens. Shanty towns, tent cities, stuff like this, people moving underground and migrating underground. That's what Operation Thunderstorm Spiral was, is them wargaming that whole scenario. So everything you're saying is like 1,000% correct. That's what's crazy. And we're in that beginning stage. I think that's why you have Trump coming out with Operation Warp Speed, is because they're trying to warp speed, run through this agenda. They have a very limited time to try to pull off this whole agenda. That's why the virus, they're even saying that the virus is dissipating faster than they can develop a vaccine. So we don't need to go through all of this. But because they have to maintain this hysteria, they have to maintain this crazy, they have to go with Operation Warp Speed. They've got to go as fast as they can to take as many people with them.
When they come out with those like little truthful things of like, oh, it's going to leave without the vaccine risk, and they have Trump say things, that's just to get the people who still believe that part of the system is still good. That's to get them happy and believing in it. They're like, oh, yeah, it's actually not mass murderers running the whole world that are just going to like vaccinate us with poison and all this stuff. Like, no, dude, they're saying all this, but they shut down the whole economy.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what they say. The economy is shut down. There's people who can't afford food right now. Everyone's going under unemployment and squeezing the system dry. And none of it's going to work out, because the whole crash, find out too. The whole crash from all this welfareism is planned in advance. They know the date Social Security is going to be called off. They know the date unemployment. Or what is it really going to become? It's going to become universal basic income, of course.
That's why they're already getting people used to the stimulus checks. That's why they're already saying, hey, get used to this. But even then, that whole system's going to fail. They can't just keep printing money off. Like, I think that's insanity.
Be the future of money is UBI. The future of money is a government allowance. We've talked about this. So that's what Elon Musk has been pushing. And, of course, they have Elon Musk come out and play the good cop, the good hero. Oh, this has gone on too long. Like, dude, you want to put a chip in everyone's brain. You want all stuff. Stop acting. And when he went on Joe Rogan, I was going to put out a video what Elon Musk is going to say in his interview tomorrow. And I should have did it, because I know exactly his agenda. And he won't say the words brain chip. He's a manipulative psychopath. He will not use the term brain chip. He dances around it. Oh, we got to get rid of output, input. He's telling, he says it in one word. He's like, talks to people like they're idiots.
Yeah.
He's telling them, we need to get rid of the devices and put the chip straight into our brains. And
yeah, our bandwidth is not so blah, blah, blah. If we get a chip in your brain, your bandwidth for communication will be better.
Get rid of output, input, cortex. He likes to talk about the cortex and a layer on the cortex. Like, okay, bro, so you're saying we need to get rid of cell phones and put a chip in everyone's brain, right? And you have the company, and you didn't do anything to get the company. You're just a front man for the elite. Oh, okay.
And how convenient is it that Elon would be having his brain chip come out right around the time that Bill Gates is saying, hey, guess what? We can get you ID 2020. We can get you Kobe pass. You're going to need digital certificates. You're going to need immunity passports. Huh.
Also, you're going to be stuck at home. You're going to be stuck at home with economic problems, making the world quite boring when you're sitting at home. Wouldn't it be nice to escape into Elon's virtual world where we battle the AI? Oh, the AI is going to take over, so we should all buy his chip and put it in our brain. But people that I'm talking to that know this agenda is going on, that agree with most of what I'm saying, they believe Elon's actually trying to help them. It's that deep. They believe
it's because they want to save you.
Trying to help you. If you believe Trump's trying to help you, yet you're looking at all this going on and acknowledging a lot of it, you are under mind control.
Yep.
You are not aware. You cannot be aware and support Elon Musk, Donald Trump, any of these people. I'm sorry to tell you, you could be conscious of certain things. You are not an aware human being if you support those two people. And if you played me in poker, for millions of hens, you would be homeless. You would have no money. You have no chance because you're intellectually inferior. That's a fact. I have no issue with telling people or judging someone as intellectually inferior. Trump supporters, Elon supporters, you are intellectually inferior. If you consider yourself a good person who cares about goodness and you want to do good and you're supporting these men, you're just not all there intellectually.
I would definitely love to get your opinion on the whole QAnon phenomenon. I feel like you've definitely seen this burden over the couple of years, but we're running out of time. God, Charles, there's so much stuff that we like hardly scratched the surface on.
We do another small one on concentrated subjects that we felt we didn't talk enough about or we want to zone in on. It's all good. But the QAnon thing for sure just seems like it's a government created.
Of course.
There's no way. It's impossible because QAnon's another movement.
Yep. But another movement that has a figurehead. That's another cult. You get me? Like, we're over here talking about no gods, no masters, only the God. Only one God. But right. These people, they want
Who's
a
the
savior.
Figurehead?
Yes.
Who's the figurehead for QAnon, though?
Trump.
Okay, you mean the guy that's going to save him? Of course, yeah.
Yeah, God Emperor Trump, bro. He's going to save us.
Like, what are they claiming is behind this? Like, Trump created QAnon? Like, what kind of bullshit is this?
But see, that's more that intellectual laziness to where people don't think for themselves. You got to think the main people that would be the one trying to, that would have the chance to fight back against all this, that know, like, all these things that are going on, like you were saying, just right there. What better way to stop a movement from happening than to take it over? And that's exactly what happened.
You have to. And that's what happened. And that's why I think 33% of people who are against vaccines, it's got to be somewhere from 25 to 33% range right now in America, that people who are against vaccines think Trump is against vaccines while he's talking about mobilizing the military to either make the vaccine, deploy it. It don't matter. If the military is involved in making a freaking vaccine, why would you want that? What military do you know that's making medicine? I mean, this is, it don't matter because people start to say, these Trump supporters are like, oh, he's just talking about, you know, making the vaccine. He's not talking about mandatory. It's like, oh, okay, so he's talking about a military making a vaccine and deploying it to hundreds of millions.
That's even better. I feel so safe.
Yeah, oh, it's so much better now. The military who kills people is now making the vaccine. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't realize. QAnon all the way. Let's write QAnon on pom-poms. I'm going to actually get pom-poms, hashtag QAnon, hashtag Trump on both sides of the pom-poms. One side, hashtag Trump. One side, hashtag QAnon. We could all keep going on this pom-pom cheerleader bullshit that is QAnon, where you're cheering on, and then like it just makes no sense, this QAnon thing. I don't know. It's huge. It's gigantic.
It is.
It's massive.
We have a fair amount of followers that are just like, oh, do you know Q? Why don't you post Q? Like, oh, you're not as high level as Q. You're not as woke as Q. It's like, I purposely don't mess with the whole QAnon phenomena. The same way that I did mess with the anonymous phenomena, because I can't follow that. I don't know who that is. That's very cryptic speaking. You have the QAnon phenomena saying that all of this was necessary. We had to go into martial law so we could rout out the deep staters. It's like, so I have to, so you're telling me.
Again, the same thing, Elon Musk, in order to beat the AI, we need to put branches in our head. And that, like, it's like, okay, in order to beat the system, we need to support Trump and support the system and just pretend like everything's okay. Well, like, what?
That's so dangerous.
What are you doing? And that's what got me kind of why I'm not even posting on it. Part of the reason why I'm not posting right now is because this QAnon thing kind of made me feel like there's just zero chance. Like, part of it has to be that because I got so annoyed by this shit. It's unreal how huge it is. It's huge. They believe Trump's going to save them, man. People who are against vaccines, who are against the system.
Because they need a savior.
I guess we just got to, like, kind of not focus on that and just focus on those, or maybe even figure out a way to, like, shake those people out of it. I don't know if I could do it. They just seem like the QAnon people seem pretty far gone, to be honest, in terms of, like, it's like, how do you know that vaccines are bad and you're supporting presidents? Like, how did that happen? How did that happen? He's on video supporting the MMR vaccine. If you did your research,
man,
you already know the MMR vaccine is the one we have the most evidence on scientifically from the CDC themselves, the people they hired, that it causes autism. And Trump said everyone's got to get the shot. You think he's not aware of what the CDC scientists were saying? You think he's not aware what happened in Congress with those 10,000 plus papers showing that MMR vaccine causes autism? And I don't know, have you watched Vax, the first one? You had to seen it, no?
Yep. Yep.
So you heard the recording of this guy, William, what's his last name? William Thompson.
Yep. Talking about... Yeah.
Like the actual phone call where he says, you figured it out. You got it. They hid the black data, the data from the black boys. You saw that, right?
It's been a while. I'll be honest with you. I haven't seen Vax 2, but I did see Vax 1.
Yeah, so we actually have a scientist himself that worked at CDC admitting that they hid the link. And then later on, you remember the MMR scare last year?
Yep.
They were just going on nonstop. That was kind of almost like setting the ground for this, because you saw the way everyone was so cult-like about the vaccine at that moment.
Yeah, and we saw it in New York whenever you had the, I think it was the Orthodox Jews saying, look, yes, this is against my religion. You yes. cannot try to put this in my body.
And then people were being told to like kind of become snitches and yeah, all that stuff.
And then, yeah, and like you said, it paved the way for where we're at today. People think that you have no rights, you have no religious exemptions, that you're not able to have medical freedom, that you have to go along with this. And that's why this is very dangerous, bro. Like, you have that social pressure aspect to where people think, and I'm glad that you made that meme on your page about it, that your freedoms end where their fear begins. That's the narrative that's happening right now. You have no rights, you have no freedoms, all because of the fear that's going on. That's gone right out the window. You no longer have freedoms because everybody's in fear.
Yeah, so we need to speak out against this. We need to focus on living our lives in ways that goes against the system, not being violent, not getting all crazy, but just living our lives in a way that goes against this and builds our world. We don't want to get trapped in fighting something and then we lose sight of what we want to build and what we want to create. So the proper way to fight against this is to build and to create, is to yes. live your life in the right way. And also to speak out against. Speaking out against is a powerful form of action. There's a lot of people out there who try to even come at me like, oh, when are you going to start taking action? Some asshole said to me. When are you going to start taking action? Some little tard box that would run for his life if he was in a room with me. He's going to tell me, when am I going to start taking action? It's like, what are you talking about? Do you understand that you're taking action right now by not saying anything about this stuff? People mm-hmm. don't understand that inaction is a form of action. Yes. When you don't do something, you made a decision to not do something. That's an action right there that you took, okay? The action that I have proactively taken my entire 10-plus years of researching this and whatever was to constantly voice what is wrong here, what is going on. The obese people around you and the sickness that is rising all around you, the diabetes, the childhood cancers and chronic illnesses, all of this around you is the scientific evidence that something else is going on here, that the authority ABC agencies do not care about our health. And then it will make sense when they're telling you to wear masks and gloves and stand 6 feet apart, when this has nothing to do with good health, nothing to do with advice for good health, not scientific at all. But it will make sense, right? Because the aisles, the store aisles, are filled with poison and are doing nothing yes. about it. Why is that? Because it's part of the agenda. Otherwise, there would be a cereal crisis. Oh my God, cereal is screwing up all our kids. These kids are having ADHD, all type of learning disorders. They're getting all types of skin disorders. And guess what? It disappears when they start eating all grass-fed beef. It's a reality. I heard a story from the person I rented this place from. Her son had some like flesh-eating bacteria growing on his skin, and nothing was working. The doctors were saying, do this, put this cream on, do this. Nothing was working. It was growing and growing and growing as she was listening to them. And finally, she spoke to a naturopathic type of person, said, get rid of all these foods. It's the diet. Get rid of all this processed junk and eat mainly grass-fed beef was the main thing he said. Boom, the thing disappeared over a few months. So it's like everything they've said, everything they've told us health-wise is the complete opposite almost. They tell yes. us don't eat red meat. If you really, really take a look around at how people approach diet, there is huge fear of red meat. Red meat is the scariest goddamn thing you could possibly eat in this world now, while people are eating boxed, plastic-wrapped, laboratory-made poison. It's like, wait a minute, were you made in a laboratory? Do you have evidence that all this laboratory food is going to work out for you for 100 years? then why are you believing that red meat, which you were made to eat, you're a hunter, is bad for you and that stuff's good for you? It doesn't make sense because we're under mind control. So most of America is under mind control. Part of the solution has to be to snap them out of it, like 5% of them, 10% of them, whatever it is. There's like a 20% of America. There's a 20% of everyone that's always suggestible. Doesn't matter. So we could even get 20% of people just out of just a number. You know what I mean? So 20% is huge. That's what we need to focus on. Too many people are focusing on big numbers. Like, how do we wake everyone up?
We don't need to. We don't need to. I'm definitely learning that.
And
we
if you're asking that question, you're not really awake in the first place if you're asking that question, because it's not possible.
And you're not also being based in reality too. It shouldn't be like our job to think, oh, I have the key, I've got the veritas, I've got the truth, I can save the world. That's not real. That's delusional thinking. Optimistic, but delusional thinking. How do we get that small, proud few? How do we start working on, is it the 3%ers? Is it the 1%, that 5%, that 10%? That's what we're doing. That's what we're working on. But Charles, I was going to ask you for your end thoughts, man, but I feel like you already gave them. Could you give us a quick summarization, final words? What do you want to leave the audience with?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to move towards that, and that's what I just did. And I would say, if you're in the more beginning stages of looking into these things, I would say to take a step back and calm down a bit and just know that this was planned out long term. You're getting hit with so many different problems at one time to overwhelm you and make you just go all over the place with your mind and pretty much shell shock you into inaction and stand still and just fear mode. Even those that know a lot about this, even those that have been exposing it, no matter where you are on this fence, that is a psychological warfare program going on right now to just shell shock you into fear, to do nothing, because this is so overwhelming. And I know it's overwhelming because I can handle a lot of stuff, but this shit is like on another level. You know what I mean? This is like, even when you're chilling in paradise on an island, hanging out, doing nothing, like, this is overwhelming stuff. It's very, very tough to deal with. So I would say you just have to, just by knowing there's a long-term agenda going on, I think you should research that, because you're going to be looking up stuff. You're going to be, you know, but don't get caught up in the reptilians and the outer space and this and that. Stick with what's going on here. Focus on the long-term agenda so that you can understand where we're heading and why we're heading there and what we can do to oppose it. And also so you can be more grounded with clarity, because you don't need to watch the news. You don't need to pay attention. Like, I respect EJ. He puts out all relevant news articles, and maybe some articles that I would consider not relevant. It doesn't matter. He puts out all the good news stuff. It's better to focus on just the few news things that matter according to the long-term agenda rather than get caught in watching the news and everything. And that's the great thing about following EJ's Freedom Faction on Instagram, because you kind of get like a summarized view of what's really going on in the world, in terms of the headlines and the stuff that really matters and what we need to look at and say, is this good? Is this bad? Where are we heading? Why is this happening? You should just be asking questions every time you see stuff that's going on. But yeah, my opinion, a long-term view, start focusing on how to live your life that goes against this, which I will say is stop going to the grocery stores, support your local farmers, look into starting a chicken coop, look into starting your own farm, get into the farming industry. We need food security. That's the number one. Food security. We need to stand up for parental rights, family rights. It's my right to inject whatever I want into me or my kids. If I want to get injected, if I don't want to get it injected, it's my right. If I don't want to go to a hospital, it's my right. If I don't want to register my freaking child with the world, it's my right. Period. I'm a natural being on this earth. There's no reason why anyone should make me sign anything to have a child. And that's what we need to start going against, because the more you even obey to something stupid like that, that you need to have a certificate and register your child and all this, you're already in big trouble. To be honest with you, you are in big trouble, because now there's a whole new set of guidelines for bringing someone into this earth that actually does not exist. I should be able to have a kid right now. There's no piece of paper. There never was. Even with the girl that I'm with, that I'm going to stay with forever. No piece of paper. Fuck these pieces of paper, including the Constitution. Because once you put it on a piece of paper, then the paper's gone. It's all gone. That's not how we do things.
You need to have the fire in you. You need to be ready to protect it and go all the way with it. It's about how you live your life, okay? Freedom is about how you live your life.
Yes.
Solution is about how you live your life. Everything is about how you live your life. That's where your power is. Your power is how you live your life. And right now, too many people are living their lives to this cookie cutter, this pre-planned, pre-configured robot that watches TV and just goes along with what the news is saying every goddamn time, no matter what. Literally, whatever the TV says, everyone goes along with it. And when I say everyone, okay, it's not everyone, but it's enough people to shut down the whole economy and people aren't going against it. So there you go. They use the majority of people that are easily suggestible and following the media narrative, they use those people as bricks for their system and oppressors of those around them that don't want to go along with it. Because too many of you out there and too many of us out there don't believe in a lot of these things, but just go along also. You're not even, you got to confront the people around you that are going along with it. That's why part of that is the solution, because they're being used against us. You have to understand that. It's like the scene with Morpheus when he's walking and there's a red dress scene. To look it up. He's telling him all these people around you that you want to save, all these guys. He's like, they're actually your enemy because they depend on the system and they'll do anything.
Yes,
they will fight you to support it. So realize that. Realize part of your enemy is the people around you that have been brainwashed. That's part of why I say part of the solution is confronting them, because they're a part of the enemy too. You're thinking, oh, what if I saw Bill Gates? How would I react to him, right? If I see Bill Gates in the street, well, what about all his followers around you? Why don't you start saying something to them?
Amen. I mean, amen. I agree with everything you're saying, Charles. Vote with your lifestyle, vote with your dollars. There's a lot of things that people, you know, that we're always trying to educate people on. We are up against what seems like an insurmountable battle, but that's not something we're trying to win. We are destined for different and bigger things. But I want to say thank you, Charles, for joining us. This has been a fantastic interview. I'm sorry that it couldn't go longer. Where can people find more of your amazing work?
You can just find me on Instagram, Truth is Terrorism. The Vegan World Order page goes, you know, explains some of the vegan stuff. I have an animal-based healing account, which I need to really get back going, talking about health and how we could, basically just use animal foods for top health, because they're brainwashing all of us to think animal foods are the enemy here, because they are the real foods. So yeah, you can find me there, and take care of your health and stick with nature, guys. Stick with natural foods. Stay away from the processed stuff. And thank you for having me on. Appreciate your time, EJ, and appreciate all of the time of the listeners that listen through this.
Bro, it is always a pleasure having you on. This is why I always give you the powerful intro you deserve, because a lot of people are kind of stuck in a lull and a trance, and every time you come on, I feel like you scramble their brain in the right way. And so I'm always honored to have you on, bro. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Take care, man. I'll speak to you soon.
You be safe out there. I'll talk to you soon. There he goes, Charles Kasser.
However, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I really have for you guys and gals. I know, powerful, but that's why we have these types of episodes, to break the mold. I'll put all of Charles's information in the description bar below, attached to the episode article. You can find it on Instagram under Truth is Terrorism, as well as Vegan World Order. There's a lot of different things going on, and that's why we're all doing the work we can to provide you guys with the work and the research you need to equip yourself with the skills to move forward. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I really have for you guys and gals. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll have it in the description bar below. And as always, guys and gals, stay vigilant, expose lies, and share truth. This is Noyes Era, Freedom Faction, and Charles Kasser of Truth is Terrorism. Out.